Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we're so grateful that you call us to be truth speakers, to be partners with you in your work in the world. And Lord, I just pray that your Holy Spirit would come and anoint this time, that it would not be me speaking, but it be you by your Spirit speaking to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. One day, a 15-year-old named Charles was invited to attend a church service in a small town where there was no pastor. He was told that there was a very shy young man who was going to preach at this service, and that by attending the service, he'd provide encouragement to this timid preacher. Well, now, Charles was a recent convert. He was very excited about his faith, and he was always eager to help out. And so he met this young preacher, and they walked together towards the church service along the road. And Charles didn't really know what to say to a preacher, but he decided he would try to encourage this shy preacher by telling him that he hopes that as he preaches that he'll feel God's presence as he speaks. The young preacher then stopped in his tracks and he said, "I've never preached a day in my life. You're the preacher tonight." Charles then looked at him stunned and said, "I've never preached either. I'm no minister. You're the preacher tonight." And so this tug of war started between two terrified young men as they walked down the road to a church service where one of them would definitely need to preach. Finally, when his friend emphatically insisted he absolutely could not preach, 15-year-old Charles decided, "Okay, I'll just do my best." And so they arrive at the church service. And Charles later wrote that it seemed a great risk and a serious trial, but depending upon the power of the Holy Spirit, I would at least tell the story of the cross and not allow the people to go home without a word. When they arrived, they found just a small handful of people in this cottage. And Charles prayed that God would help him, that God would give him something to say when he stood up and when he opened his mouth. Later, he writes that it was not half as difficult as he feared it would be. And later, he could not even remember how long or short it was. But when the sermon ended, an astonished elderly voice shouted out from the back saying, "Bless your dear heart, how old are you?" And 15-year-old Charles stubbornly said, "You must wait till the end of the service before asking such questions. Let us now sing." So after the service ended, they kept pestering him, "How old are you?" And so he said, "Well, I'm under 60. And then he encouraged the small church to focus on Jesus rather than himself, and he left with his friend. Charles Spurgeon, one of the greatest preachers of the modern era, had just preached his first sermon. He had never planned to do so. But God's Spirit brought him to this moment in which he, as a truth speaker, was forced to share God's word with others. He was forced to stand up, to open his mouth, to rely on the power of God, and to speak God's truth. As he did so, he grew, and God's destiny for his life began to open up and unfold before him. Recently, we've been learning that God calls us to be truth speakers, standing within the boundaries of love, people who are radically transformed by the truth as hot water is transformed by tea leaves, who live out the truth and who open our mouths and speak God's truth. We learn that as truth speakers who engage the non-believers around us, we reject manipulation, we reject deceit, we speak plainly, we act clearly, and we use manners that match our message. As we are covered in prayer, we speak often, we speak words from God, and we speak without fear. Ephesians 4:15 tells us that speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. Now the picture here is of believers standing within the boundaries of love, speaking the truth, and thereby growing up into Christ, becoming more and more mature in their walk with Christ, becoming in their words, their actions, and their attitudes more and more what God intends them to be. Today we will look at the way truth speaking enables us to grow. It's not at the edge of our relationship with God. Truth speaking is actually at the center as we follow the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. We're going to look at the way we grow in Christ as truth speakers. Then next week, we're going to look at the way we grow as truth hearers. We grow as truth speakers as God's Word lives in us, as the Holy Spirit leads us, and as we then shape the conversation around us. Colossians 3:16 says this, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, with gratitude in your hearts to God." To be a truth speaker who is growing day by day closer to our Lord means that we allow the Word of Christ to dwell in us richly, to literally live in us, to live in our minds, to live in our hearts. Remember that God's Word is a living thing. It's not dead. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. You see, unlike the dry, the dead facts of history, God's Word moves and it works by the power of the Holy Spirit, melting hearts, opening minds, transforming lives. And so we must allow the Word of Christ to dwell, to live within us richly in abundance. Practically, what does this mean? Well, practically, this means that we really must practice the discipline of daily Bible study. As part of our theme this year, Living Out the Healthy Church, we'll address some of the practical things we can do as believers to become the healthy Christians, the healthy church that God is calling us to be. And one of the most essential things is taking time for personal Bible study. As you know, we live in a world that is full of messages that tries to fill our thinking with advertisements, with movies, websites, products that we need, music. God, though, calls us to allow His Word to live in us and to fill us. It's as though we as people are like dried out sponges, right? And we long for something to fill us. We're dry and empty. We long for something to fill us, to satisfy us, to make us whole and complete, because we know that we're dry and empty. So we look around at the world for something to do that. But God wants to fill us, to saturate us with His Word, which alone can satisfy our hunger. So you might ask, Pastor Nathan, how do I develop this habit of personal Bible study? It's actually very simple. We do so by simply choosing a time and a place each day where we'll spend with God. Some of you tell me, you know, the morning, that's my time. The first thing when I wake up, before I catch the school bus, I spend time with God. Others of you tell me, no way, that would never work for me. Have you seen me in the morning? And so you say, after school, I come home from school, I have a few moments, that's when I spend time with God. Still others of you tell me, it's right before bed, I carve out some time, and I spend time with God. For a while, one of you set his alarm for, was it 9:20? And then you would contact your three friends and say, okay, Devo time. And then you'd all have a Devo at the same time. There's many ways to do this. But we choose a time that's right for us. We carve it out of our schedule. That's our time with God. And we read Scripture. We read God's Word. We allow God's Word to live in us. Before I read Scripture, I pray a prayer that a missionary taught me when I was still in elementary school. And the prayer is this: open the eyes of my heart, Lord, to what you want to teach me today through your Word. Let me say that again. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, to what you want to teach me today through your Word. Only recently I began to think, wow, that's kind of strange. It's saying that my heart has eyes. It's just anatomically incorrect, but never mind. It's an image of us asking God to prepare us to receive what he wants to say to us. Lord, open my heart, open my mind to what you want to say to me right now through your Word. As you faithfully allow God's Word to dwell in you, to fill you each day, you will be amazed at how God speaks to you through the Bible. Some days might feel a little dry or a little boring, but there will be times when God will speak directly to your heart through his Word. And as you faithfully do this, as you faithfully open your heart and mind to God's truth, allowing God's Word to dwell in you richly, your hunger for God will increase more and more. And this time alone with God will become something that you will feel is just indispensable. It will become a very important part of your day. As the Word of Christ dwells in us richly, as it fills and saturates our hearts and our minds, then we will be able to speak God's truth, standing within the boundaries of love to one another. Then and only then will we be able to teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, as it says in Colossians 3:16. You see, we teach each other out of what God is teaching each of us. We admonish each other. That means we correct or we gently rebuke each other or we warn each other in light of God's Word. In other words, we do not do this out of our own human perspective. We do not speak out of our own personal preferences or our own way of thinking. No, we're living in God's Word each day. God's Word is dwelling in us richly. And that is what we speak to each other. We speak out of the richness of God's Word. Second, we grow as truth speakers as the Holy Spirit guides us. The heart of truth speaking is not knowing a list of facts that we then tell everybody. No, the heart of truth speaking is a relationship with God in which we walk closely with him each day, moment by moment, and in which the Holy Spirit living within us leads and guides us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13, Paul tells us that no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. He then goes on to explain that the Spirit of God has been given to us. The Holy Spirit has been given to us so that we may understand what God has freely given us. Now, the only way we can understand and accept the things of God is through the work of the Holy Spirit within us. He's the one who opens our minds, who opens our hearts to receive God's truth. Then Paul shifts in this passage from talking about understanding God's truth to us speaking God's truth. He tells us that as truth speakers, we speak about what God has freely given to us, which of course includes the eternal salvation and the unshakable hope that Christ offers to us through the cross. And then this next part is crucial. I want to make sure you catch this. Paul says, we speak not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. True speakers who are led by the Holy Spirit speak words that pierce to the heart, that reveal the truth of the situation, that uncover humanity's desperate need for God. How, though, you might ask, does the Holy Spirit lead us? Practically, what is this like? A major way that we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us is by practicing the spiritual discipline of daily prayer. You see, by spending time with God each day, by praying, by being in God's presence, we're enabling God to develop sensitivity within us to the Spirit's leading. Now, we as a youth group on Friday nights have spent a good deal of time this past fall talking about prayer. What is prayer? Why do we pray? How do we pray? For those of you who weren't there, we talked about the fourfold form of prayer called ACTS. It's an acronym that stands for Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, and Supplication. Now, there's no like right way, and there's probably not too many wrong ways to pray, but this is just a guideline for those that don't know where to start. And so we begin prayer by adoring God, praising and worshiping Him for who He is. Then we move into a time of confession in which we confess our sin to Him and ask Him to forgive us. Then we thank God for all He's done for us, all He is doing in His work in our lives and the people around us. And finally, we get to the part which is the most popular part of prayer, where we ask God for our things that we need. We ask Him to be working in our lives or the lives of the people around us. This is called supplication. It's an old word for bringing our requests to the Lord. Remember, though, always remember that the point of prayer is not to go down a checklist and to do a bunch of things and then feel that, okay, I've done my duty, I'm done, I can move on. No. The point of prayer, first and foremost, is to experience God. Experience God. It's about spending time with our Lord. The more we grow in our relationship with God, the more we will want to talk to Him. The more we get to know Him, the more we'll want to hang out with Him. The more we'll want to understand and sense His leading and moment by moment depend on Him for strength, for power, for ability to do all that He asks us to do. When we miss our time with God, we're going to feel that, wow, something vital to my life has been left out of my day. Prayer is this time, the time in which we open our hearts, time in which we open our minds to God and allow Him to speak to us, allow ourselves to experience Him. And by doing this, we become more and more sensitive to Him, to His leading, to His presence. It's like being tuned in. You musicians, before an orchestra plays, you tune your instrument. we allow God to tune ourselves to Him during prayer. True speakers spend time with God each day in prayer and allow Him to lead and guide them by their Spirit. Now, if you're just beginning to have your own personal prayer time, I recommend that you set aside about 10 minutes a day to do this. About 10 minutes a day. And just talk to God like you talk to a friend. Just tell Him about your challenges. Tell Him about the things in your life that are going well and the things that aren't going well. Just share your life with Him. And over time, you'll begin to see that this 10 minutes will grow. After a while, it will be 15 minutes. Soon it will be 20 minutes, and it will grow. And it will be this time of fellowship with Him. And I have found for myself that I really appreciate having my prayer time before I have my scripture reading time. It really just helps me focus on God. It helps me, like I said, tune in to God and make myself available to Him so that then when I open my Bible and read, I'm more able to receive what He has to say to me. And one thing I'd like to add that if you find that you're really lacking joy as a Christian, that it's just a drag, that you're just bored with being a Christian, I would just ask you to take a look at your prayer life. And because I found for myself that if I'm not having this time with God each day, going before Him in His presence, praying to Him and receiving His word, my joy just diminishes. It just drops down. And so a joy problem is often a relationship problem. And this is true for all relationships. If you're dating, if you're married, and you lack joy in that relationship, there's probably something not right in the relationship. And if you lack joy in your relationship with God, get that relationship right. Spend time with Him. Go before Him. Confess your sin. Receive from Him what He wants to say to you through prayer and through scripture reading. We grow as true speakers by reading God's word regularly, allowing God's word to dwell, to live in us. We also grow as true speakers by praying regularly, deepening our intimacy with our Lord and increasing our discernment of the Holy Spirit's leading and guiding. Finally, we grow as true speakers by allowing God's living word within us under the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit to shape the conversation around us. We speak the truth in love. And by doing so in all things, we grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. We become like Christ and grow into greater unity and intimacy with our Lord when we speak God's truth within the boundaries of love to the people around us. As you know, Christ was the ultimate true speaker. And it's really an amazing privilege that He invites us to participate with Him in this activity of truth speaking. Why? Why does He do this? Because speaking God's truth changes things. And He wants us to experience the wonder of that. Speaking God's truth changes things. It opens people's minds. It opens their hearts to the reality of Jesus Christ. And God's truth also changes us as we obediently respond to God's leading by the power of the Holy Spirit by speaking His truth to the people around us. Practically, we do this by being alert for openings and opportunities to share God's truth with the people in our lives. Recently, the water heater broke down in Bonnie's and my apartment, and I called the maintenance team. An older man who I have seen around a lot came to install a new one. And as he was working on our water heater, I was sitting there at our kitchen table doing my own work, preparing for a youth talk or a sermon, and I happened to read something about the reality of hell, the eternal separation from God that those apart from Christ will experience. And I knew in this moment that God was asking me to somehow communicate God's truth to this maintenance man, but I was unsure how to do it. You see, he's very shy, and he's more than a little ornery. He's a difficult person to strike up a conversation with about anything, let alone spiritual things. And so I prayed, Lord, what are you asking me to do in this moment? And as I prayed, I felt the Lord remind me of a little booklet that I have that many of you also have called Knowing God Personally. And I sensed this booklet contains the basic gospel message. And I sensed that the Holy Spirit was asking me to just give it to him. We're probably not going to have a successful verbal conversation, but I could give this to him. And so after he finished working, I thanked him for his hard work. He came right when it broke, and I thanked him for that. And I told him I want to express my appreciation to him by giving him this little booklet which talks about how we can have a friendship with Jesus and how this friendship has really helped me a lot in my own life. And I reach out my hand with this book in it. He doesn't even look at me. He doesn't say a single word, but he takes the booklet and he leaves. He walks out the door past me. And I felt that even though the situation was awkward, it was a little strange, I felt that I had followed the Spirit's leading in that moment, in that specific situation. You see, the true speaking that God calls you and I to do does not always appear big or dramatic. It sometimes looks small and maybe even a little insignificant. But if we're being led by God's Spirit, God will powerfully use our truth speaking to shape the conversation around us and to draw others to himself. After telling the story of his first sermon, Charles Spurgeon writes that many of our young people want to do great things for God and therefore do nothing at all. His point is that we must be willing to start small and do the little, seemingly insignificant things that share and communicate God's love and truth, the things that God leads us to do in reaching out to the people around us. As truth speakers filled with God's word, led by the Holy Spirit, shaping the conversation around us, we must be willing to say the simple things, the small things, but the important things that God puts on our hearts to say to the people that he brings across our path. And it might start small, but it will grow. It will grow. And God will give you words as you faithfully stand up and open your mouth like 15-year-old Charles, as you look to him to give you words you don't have, as you trust the Holy Spirit to take your words and use them in the lives of the people around us. Would you pray with me? Lord, it's almost unbelievable that you would invite us to participate in your work by being a truth speaker. Lord, as Paul prays, we're earthen vessels. We're like broken pottery that you love and that you clean out and that you fill with your Holy Spirit so that we can have words for the people around us. Lord, I ask that you would enable us to grow as truth speakers, people who each day are spending time with you in prayer. Each day we're going to your word and allowing your word to live in us. People who are so full of joy from your presence that we're looking for ways to shape the conversation around us. Lord, help us do this faithfully, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.